Insulin is just one example of a drug Americans regularly travel to Canada to purchase in order to save money. Now the Canadian government has stated it will not formalize this practice. Jeremy Green, a pharmaceutical pricing activist and physician at Johns Hopkins, says this is perfectly understandable.
Canada has its own drug regulatory process and its own drug pricing process, which is geared towards the needs of the Canadian public. They only have so much insulin that is available at the price that they sell it, and it's intended to be targeted towards the public health needs of Canada. The idea of formalizing a long-term relationship of sending Americans to Canada or shipping Canadian insulin to the United States as a way of dealing with the failure of the United States' own pharmaceutical policy to ensure affordable insulin for our constituents, that would be a non-starter for a Canadian government. And I can understand why they would take that position.
Green says our own federal government needs to step in. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.